This is James Cooper at K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. There are lots of times when running a spraying rig over the field is not a great option. Many farmers end up hiring out planes and helicopter applicators to get the job done. This leads some farmers to now considering doing an aerial application themselves with the use of drones, no pilot's license required. There are still lots of obstacles to overcome before drone applications are a possibility. Most of these drones carry between 5 to 15 gallons of spray, and their battery life goes pretty fast. This means they are always flying back and forth to the refill truck as they work across the field. This also means their application rates are just a few gallons per acre. It looks like these drones are going to have to get bigger if they are going to start to compete in the field-size agriculture, and that is just where the industry is going. These drones are carrying nearly 200 pounds of weight. They are huge in size and carried on the back of a truck. The most simple drone license is really just a hobby certificate for little drones that people fly for fun. To fly commercially, you'll need a remote pilot certification. Special exemption has to be obtained because these drones are way over 55 pound maximum allowed by the FAA. The drones themselves need to be registered by the FAA, and the KDA needs to know the make and model with the chemical being applied. Of course, with any field application, the proper private or commercial applicator license is needed. If you have any questions about pesticide licensings, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.